legislature. We'll do that and more coming up right here on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
I'm Attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. House impeachment managers finished their arguments today in the Senate's impeachment trial of Donald Trump. House impeachment manager Joe Nagu says Donald Trump created a powder keg of anger among backers by questioning the election's results and then set it off on January 6th.
He struck a match and he aimed it straight at this building, at us.
Iowa Senator Joni Ernst says an impeachment trial is not the correct path for Democrats who think Donald Trump did something wrong.
They think that there is a case, it should go to the courts, not to Congress where we don't have a sitting president.
President Trump's lawyers begin their defense in the Senate tomorrow. A massive crash involving more than 130 vehicles on an icy Texas interstate left six people dead and dozens injured Thursday amid a winter storm that dropped freezing rain, sleet, and snow on parts of the U.S. Fort Worth Fire Chief Jim Davis tells KDFW Fox 4 there were multiple casualties and dozens injured in the pileup on an icy stretch of Interstate 35W.
We know that there are six fatalities. There are 36 people who were transported to the hospital. And there are a total of 65 people being treated at area hospitals from injuries related to this event today. We know that there's over 100 vehicles involved.
More than 9,000 recovering coronavirus patients in New York State were released from hospitals into nursing homes under a controversial directive that was scrapped amid criticism it was accelerating outbreaks. The new number of over 9,000 recovering patients sent to hundreds of nursing homes is more than 40% higher than what had previously been released by the state's health department. And it raises new questions as to whether Governor Andrew Cuomo's March 25th directive helped spread sickness and death among residents. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 7 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story.
I had a lady that was in her mid-70s, and I'd sold her timeshare, and that was the lowest I'd ever felt in my life. I knew then that I had to do something to simply not to go to hell for selling timeshare.
Chuck McDowell founded Wesley Financial Group to help folks cancel their timeshares permanently.
Called her and everybody that I'd sold timeshare to, and I said, this is what I said to you that was a lie, and this is what you need to do to cancel your timeshare. From that point, people started referring friends to me to help them cancel their timeshare. And that's how it all started. I fought the world's largest timeshare company in federal court. If I had lost that lawsuit, there would be no one helping people that have been lied to when they bought timeshare. If we take you as a client, we will cancel your timeshare or we'll give your money back. That's what makes us different.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for a free information kit. 800-838-2626. That's 800-838-2626. 800-838-2626.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Are you tired of watching your insurance rates go up year after year and not understanding why? If you haven't looked at your auto and homeowners insurance policies in the last 2 to 3 years, it's time to do it now. And my friends Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance are the folks to help you. With one phone call to Blue Sky, they can shop your policies with the highest rated carriers in Nevada. And they don't just do auto and homeowners insurance. They offer solutions for motorcycles, RVs, ATVs, boats, rental properties, commercial businesses, and more. Blue Sky Insurance is a brokerage, which means Steve and Amy represent you, not the insurance company. Making sure your family is protected is their top priority, and they help you do that at a fair price. I've been a client of Blue Sky for 3+ years. Their customer service, it's incredible. Call or text Blue Sky Insurance, 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020, or check them out online at blueskylv.com.
It's 5:04. This KMZQ News Flash is powered by Mr. Law, your authority for divorce, personal injury, and probate. I'm Jim Dallas. Governor Sisolak spoke about an hour ago, providing an update to open the state safely in light of the COVID-19 pandemic. Beginning Monday, capacity limits will be lifted to 35% depending on the business type. Gyms, places of worship, and gaming facilities will allow 100 people or 35% capacity, whichever is less. Indoor dining stays at 35% with capacity increases up to 50% beginning on March 15th. Reports indicate Las Vegas residents are booking multiple appointments at COVID-19 vaccination clinics, which is leading to no-shows, booking at about a 15% of the time of those available appointments. The health district is encouraging people who book multiple appointments to cancel the ones that they cannot use. A pedestrian was struck and killed by a vehicle this morning a little after 11 a.m. near Las Vegas Boulevard and Sahara. The male pedestrian was taken to University Medical Center, where he later died. Metro Police are investigating. Well, the man who built Hustler magazine into an adult empire while defending First Amendment rights has died. That was yesterday at his Hollywood home. Larry Flint was 78 years of age.
KMZQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Look out for a crash on the left shoulder, Interstate 15 southbound at Spring Mountain. You're only averaging about 45 miles per hour through there. Also touch and go on the Beltway 215 west at the airport connector. And you're pretty much bumper to bumper into the Spaghetti Bowl. 515 west at Charleston and 515 eastbound at Main Street.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out!
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one. Time is running out. Number two. Time is running out. Number three. Time is running out. Number four.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. It's Thursday, and that means it's time to visit with my friend Heidi Harris. Weekday mornings, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on AM 670 KMZQ. Did you get a chance to listen to the governor? I was relatively pleased. I thought it was a nice first step.
Well, brother, first of all, can I just ask you what you do in the longest intro in radio? Or like you running down the hall, get yourself a cup of coffee. What are you doing?
I'm just sitting here. I'm just listening. What did you think of the governor? I'm curious.
What do I always think of the governor?
Well,
or today? Oh, I'm sorry. I think it's a bunch of mumbo jumbo because we're supposed to open up March 1st and then February 15th something and then March 1st something and then May maybe. I mean, here's the thing, Kevin. Either we can open things up or we can't. Either people are going to die if they get near each other or they're not. 25, 35% capacity, 50, 100. I mean, come on. open everything up and let the people who are afraid to go anywhere because they're afraid they're going to die, let those people stay home. What they ought to do is let every business open up, and then people can put a sign on their door and say, we don't require masks here. And just let the customers decide where they feel comfortable going, what shows they feel comfortable going to, what restaurants. That's the way we need to do this. None of this 50, 100, 35, 25. Give me a break.
I tell you what, the best part for me is that I don't have to go to my local PTs or Famous Dave's and get reservations before I can go there and have dinner. It's so stupid.
It is. You know what? It's terrible. And I've been to a couple places like you. I get out once in a while, and there's a place that I'll go to once in a while, and you walk in the door, and you have to ask for a reservation, and there's no one there. And there are maybe two tables, and you're still making a reservation because you feel like you have to. There's no one there. The places that I go, where I've gone in the past, are just ghost towns. I don't know how they're going to make it.
Well, and that was my next question, because you talk to a lot of restaurateurs, a lot of bar owners and folks like that. You have friends in the industry still. I'm just curious, when you have a margin of 1% or 2%, what does it matter going from 25 to 35% or even going to 50% when there are businesses that are not going to be reopening?
Well, and that's the thing. And why are we putting, 45, 50 people on a tour bus? You know, we had that tragic tour bus wreck a week or so ago. And I remember hearing about it, and I thought, wait a minute, what? We have 45, 50 people on a bus? And you can't put 45 people in a restaurant? Somebody explain how that works. We've got packed planes. I flew on two of them after Christmas, forward and backwards to the East Coast. I mean, planes are completely packed, yet restaurateurs have two people sitting in there when they could hold 50 in their restaurant. I mean, it's criminal what's happening. It's really, truly criminal.
We've heard a lot about, just in the last week, the resolution revolution in places like White Pine County and Esmeralda and Nye and Lyon County, where they essentially have told the governor, we're not going to enforce any of these stinking rules. We're done. Do you think this was? Do you think this will make them feel any better up there?
Well, I don't, because they don't believe that he's got the right to do this anyway. And so him letting them open the door half an inch isn't going to placate them. He might think it's going to, but it's not going to. What was that hashtag that they used for the Area 51 thing? They can't arrest us all?
Oh, I love that. I love that. Let me switch gears on you because the Democrats have had their say. The Republicans get their say beginning tomorrow. Do you think anything's going to happen? Do you think any minds are going to be changed by all this dramatic video and the oral arguments that they're given right now?
No, I don't think so. I think, like everything that's happened for the last 5 years with Trump, there's a lot of hullabaloo, and then everybody goes back to their respective corners. The people who hate him still hate him. The people who love him still love him. And that's really the way it goes. And showing dramatic video of the event, it doesn't implicate Trump. It doesn't mean that Trump told them to do this. Trump did not tell them to do this. And the fact that some idiot did something like that shaman, I'm sure you saw the story about the shaman. You probably talked about it.
Yep.
His lawyer trying to say, oh, Trump instigated it. He shouldn't be held accountable because Trump made him do it. Okay, well, then why do we have the Nuremberg trials then? That was a waste of time. Hitler made me do it. That didn't work back then. It's not going to work now.
My question is,
you can't use that as an excuse. It's ridiculous.
My question is, what happens after all of this? Let's say by Sunday, the former president's acquitted. Does he get his reputation back? Does he get to run for office again? Can he run again win again?
I don't know that he will run again. As far as getting his reputation back, once again, remember, the only people who hate him are the ones who always did hate him. So I don't think that's changed anything. But you have to look at whether or not he could possibly run again. I think either way, he will be a powerful force because he's got a lot of money, obviously, and these PACs that he's formed. And so he possibly could have some influence on elections. There was talk a week or so ago of him doing some kind of revenge tour where he would, go around and, take shots at the people who voted for his impeachment. I hope he doesn't do that. The people like Adam Kinzinger, I'm sure you've talked about.
Oh, yeah.
And, talking about how, America will be saved if we convict Trump, this kind of ridiculousness. And I don't know why they don't just move on, go forward, come up with a plan. But you know the deal, Kevin. This is what Congress does. They do nothing. They have hearings. They push papers around. and they accomplish zero. This is called Thursday in Congress. That's always how they are. This is nothing new. So a lot of jaw-jacking and nothing really getting accomplished, and it's just a waste of time. And I think most Americans, even if you hate Trump, you see through this complete charade and waste of time.
Well, and I'll give you the best example. The Nevada legislature, they've only been in session less than 2 weeks. They already have a $50 million program for grants to small businesses, and they're going to pass it in the next day or two. And yet Nancy Pelosi, I see her parading around this morning on Capitol Hill talking about how, yeah, we're going to do COVID-19. We'll get to it probably before March 15, probably. And I'm going,
right, well.
They got a bill still rattling around in the House of Representatives to help people for people that have needed help for the last 3 months, 4 months.
Right. They do nothing. They pass papers around. They hold hearings. They do absolutely nothing. And I'm convinced they only hold hearings every once in a while so people can actually see them and feel like their respective congressperson is actually doing something. Not only that, whatever they're going to throw at small business here in Nevada is ridiculous. Small business owners don't want you to pat them on the head and hand them a few $1,000. They would like to open, please. That's what they want to do. And that's what Sisolak needs to do. I listened to this thing today, and I was just, my mouth was just hanging open. I don't know why. I'm surprised at anything he does anymore. It makes zero sense what he's doing and what he continues to do. Either open us up or not. But this cracking the door an inch here and an inch there is ludicrous and accomplishes zero.
And yet we still have more people wanting the vaccine then they can get it. And my question is, what do you think of the rollout so far of the vaccine?
Well, I don't want it, so it doesn't matter to me, but I think it's not been done very well. I think it's pretty rude for people to call 3 or 4 places and then not show up. That's pretty rotten because somebody's not getting it. And for a senior to get an appointment or have to wait in line for hours on end is ridiculous. And there's been a lot of consternation about some people getting it who could work from home, like a lot of City of Las Vegas workers, as I'm sure you've discussed, who are getting this, who could still work from home. The mayor wants them to come back to work. Well, that's fine and dandy, but why are they getting it when they can stay home when a senior could potentially get it? I mean, there needs to be, obviously, a much better system. They ought to be going out to Anthem and to Sun City, Summerlin, places that you and I have spoken many times to those groups. They ought to get out there with vans or whatever and be able to administer those vaccines in ways that really help people. And they're not doing that correctly at all, and it makes it very difficult for some people to get to other places in town to get it. So, of course, it's a mess, and that's all on the governor. That's not on Trump. That's on the governor.
And by the way, this rollout, should it have, because we've got two different ways of approaching it. The Trump way was give the power to the states. The Biden way of doing things is let the federal government do everything. We'll call all the shots. Which is the better plan?
Well, remember when Trump started this whole thing, all the states were screaming and yelling and saying, we want the independents to be able to do it, you know, states' rights and all that. Fine. So Trump said, fine. But then when they didn't do things effectively, they tried to blame him. You can't have it both ways. And, you know, the problem with Biden is, the people on the left want government control of everything. There was a story a couple of weeks ago, I'm sure you saw, where there was a Chick-fil-A that was actually called in, I believe it was in South Carolina. They called the manager of the Chick-fil-A to come in and help them manage the line for the vaccine.
Yeah.
Because government can't do squat. So they have to call private business in, people who are actually successful, to be able to do this. And that just goes to show how inept government always is, sadly.
No football this weekend. What do you have planned this weekend?
Well, I'll be hitting those garage sales on Saturday like a maniac. I can tell you that right now.
They haven't closed them down?
You know what's funny? I got to tell you, there are people who have garage sales. I'm not kidding, Kevin. There are some people who do that, and they want you to wear a mask.
Oh, my God.
No, I leave those people's driveway immediately. My attitude is, if you're afraid I'm going to bring you Ebola, why are you selling crap for $2 on your driveway to anyone who could pull up? Why are you doing that? That's stupid. So I don't deal with stupid people. But most garage sales I go to, they just have it out there, and they don't require masks, and you never know. But they're definitely back.
By the way, I was on the phone today with Dean DeLillo, a friend of mine that owns the Carson Nugget, and he was down in Florida on a family vacation, and he said, you know, this is amazing. Everybody looks healthy, and nobody's wearing a mask. And I'm thinking, that could be us.
Yeah. Well, I've been to a couple of events. I'm sure you have, too. where people weren't wearing masks and there were tons of people in the room, or they wear them into the building and then once they go in the room, it's like the old speakeasies or whatnot,
yeah.
Right? Listen, we wore masks for months and months and months. That didn't stop anything. The governor got COVID. His COVID response director got COVID. I mean, give me a break. These people have lost all moral authority. We know masks don't work. I hate the word mask compliance because it's just the compliance part of it just drives me crazy. It's not effective. Just if it were up to me, I'd open everything up and let the customer decide where they feel comfortable and stop letting people convince you that if you live your life somewhere, somebody's grandmother is going to die. That's the narrative I'm tired of hearing.
Heidi, you have yourself a great weekend. And by the way, what's tomorrow? What do you have tomorrow morning?
Well, I got a couple of things. I have Victor Jake's going to join me about the governor because
I love him.
Take his question again, as always. You know, Victor, he's on your show every week. We love him. And Vital Vegas will be joining me. Of course, Vegas' favorite blogger. He's got the scoop on things like Resorts World that's opening now. And so lots of stuff to discuss. We haven't talked much about the impeachment the last few days because everyone's just so bored with it at this point. Just let it go, please. Just let it go.
Hey, you have a good one. I'll talk to you 11:35 tomorrow morning.
Sounds great, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you, Heidi. Heidi Harris, the queen of the garage sale, the weekend garage sales. I just love that. Stay where you are. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
Breaking news, layoffs, forced early retirements, buyouts.
You've worked hard to build your retirement income plan. Make sure it doesn't crumble when you need it the most. Call now for your no-cost consultation and get Coach Pete's favorite book, 7 Baby Steps to a Ridiculously Reliable Retirement Income. But more importantly, get your own customized and personalized total retirement income plan that will put you in control of your retirement with systematic, safe, and guaranteed lifetime income. 800-661-7383, 800-661-7383, or text COACH to 21000, COACH to 21000.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. There are plenty of institutions and organizations here in Nevada that want to control your lives through our state government. Nevada Policy Research Institute is here to stop these overgrown bullies. Ask yourself, who is keeping Nevada students from returning to school? Will the governor actually cut some state programs and government employees instead of raising your taxes? In the 2021 legislative session, the cry from the institutions will be more taxes, more taxes. Nevada Policy will be there to speak for you, the individual. Nevada Policy educates voters, legislators, and the media on sound ideas to protect your freedoms and pocketbook. Nevada Policy publishes, lobbies, testifies, litigates, and speaks, to name some of the many ways Nevada Policy changes minds. If you'd like to understand our state's issues and hear solutions to Nevada's problems, sign up for our emails at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes? Their age? The way they speak? Would you recognize a 13-year-old boy who gets into fights at school?
Not because he's a bully, but because he's hungry?
Or a 2-year-old girl who cries all night.
Not because she's sick, but because she went to bed without enough to eat.
Or maybe a 9-year-old boy who hopes a friend invites him to a sleepover.
Not for fun, just so he can have dinner.
Or a 15-year-old girl who goes for walks over lunch,
so her friends won't know she doesn't have anything to eat.
I am the 1 in 7 American children who struggle with hunger. Kids you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am Child Hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gordon Christensen. When I became a dentist, I learned how quickly poor oral health can lead to other serious health problems. And for people without access to care, these problems can spiral very quickly. I wanted to help, so I joined Dental Lifeline Network. Right now, there's a wait list for patients in need in your community. I'm asking fellow dentists who will join me in seeing one patient per year.
To learn more, visit willyouseeone.org.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Okay, so the Dems have had their say in the impeachment trial. The Republicans get their shot at it tomorrow. They hope to wrap things up certainly by Sunday, maybe by Saturday. They'd like to get the impeachment trial over and done with. I think both sides would like to see it go away. It'll be interesting to see how this plays. Congressman Devin Nunes from California, did you see him on Hannity last night? He just torched the Democrats. I mean, big time, and called the impeachment trial a circus. See what you think of what Devin Nunes said last night on Hannity.
Well, the thing I would look at, Sean, is that they just don't have any evidence. They haven't had any evidence for 5 years. They corrupted our intelligence agencies. We just did an impeachment a year ago. And look, the same thing holds true today. We should know exactly how many people entered that Capitol. We should have an idea of who was actually breaking the windows. We should actually interview all of those people and say, did you talk to Donald Trump? Did you talk to anybody in the White House? And I think that's what Jim's talking about having due process. What's really happening here is that you've got the radical left that's in total control of the government now. They don't want Donald Trump to win. They fear his rallies. They fear that 74.5 million people voted for Donald Trump. That's what's really going on here. The rest of America actually is wondering, why can't we get the vaccines, for example, in the state of California? Why is Joe Biden promising something that Donald Trump is already doing and with 1 million vaccines a day? So, and then they're wondering, they're looking at this circus that's happening on Capitol Hill. You went through the hypocrisy of the House impeachment managers. You know, this is like the B team. They're the most radical. They've said crazy things. They are conspiracy theorists. Jim and I both know we have to work with them every day for the last many years as they relentlessly attacked Republicans and the president.
I want you to hear, just real quickly, and this is a very shortcut, this is Jim Jordan from Ohio. He was on Hannity last night, and this is how he sized up the Demo-rat case against the president. This is cut number 6. This is Jim Jordan, the congressman from Ohio. He's a rock star. He's one of my favorites. Here he is.
The facts never change. We said that a lot on a lot of issues. In this case, the facts never change either.
No, there's 4 principles and 4 facts. 4 principles. This is unconstitutional. There was no due process afforded the president. This does grave harm. Thirdly, does grave harm to your First Amendment free speech rights. And fourth, it doesn't unify the country, as Joe Biden said he wanted to do just a couple weeks ago. And then the 4 facts that never change. How did the president incite a breach of the Capitol when the FBI knew ahead of time this was pre-planned? When pipe bombs were found ahead of time, before the president even had the rally, when Capitol Police asked for additional help, they asked for the National Guard to be there, and when the president specifically said, fourth and maybe most important, specifically said, peacefully and patriotically, make your voices heard. So 4 principles, 4 facts will not change, no matter how much video the Democrats show and no matter how long they talk. Those things are fundamental, and the American people, I think, instinctively understand those key concepts and key facts.
He's brilliant. I mean, he really is good. Here's what I see happening. I see maybe 10 Republicans, maybe. Originally we said 6. Let's give them another 4. That's 10. And on Saturday or Sunday, the United States Senate will vote to acquit. And, you know, you can end up saying, well, does that mean he's innocent? No, it doesn't mean the president's innocent. He made some mistakes. But the problem